Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly, with unerring accuracy, at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet this challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle. The soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater. Stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. Donna Matheson was employed as a reader by a large New York publishing firm. She was good at her job, and things went well until she was fired by a new editor, a creative man who liked to surround himself with pretty girls. And strangely, both he and Donna were of the opinion that Donna did not qualify for that category. How wrong they both were, we'll learn as we listen to Virginia Cook's story, The Two Faces of Love, with Ann Whitfield starring as Donna. Here's Act One.
Fired after 6 years of all the nerve. Donna, you certainly deserve an explanation.
I've had one. Service is no longer required.
Ooh, how stupid can they get? The fall list isn't even half complete. We have over 300 manuscripts to read. And you're not only been here the longest, but Mr. Mosley said you were the best reader L&F ever had.
But Mr. Mosley isn't here now. Mr. Crandall is the new editor.
Oh, editor, schmeditor. He's only been here a week, and right away he makes the mistake of letting you go. You've got to set him straight.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, Donna, you're sensitive about that scar on your face from the accident. So what? You've made good here. Now fight for your rights.
I never was very good at fighting, Marge.
Then it's about time you started. Now how can other people appreciate you if you don't appreciate yourself?
What would you do if you had my face?
Oh, forget your face, Donna. How about that inner beauty you're always talking about?
I always believed that was the really important thing, but now, after this...
Tear up that pink slip. Here, I'll even do it for you. Now, Miss Matheson, you barge right in on Crandall and tell him he can't fire you.
All right, I'll do it. But if I don't come back, you'll know it didn't work.
Ed Crandall. You called me? Yes, yes, that's right. Now, look, Donna Matheson may be all you say, but I'm not running this business on sentiment. I know, I've read her reports. Yes, I'll admit she's a good story analyst, but publishing is a creative business, and I can't create when I'm not happy. And I'm not happy when I look at Matheson. All right, call it trauma or phobia, or maybe I'm just plain normal. I like to have pretty girls around me, and frankly, she revolts me.
The river, so black. It's cold. The end of everything. Oh, he's going to jump. No! No, you mustn't! Wait!
Let me go.
Easy, easy there, young fella. Easy, easy. It's too cold a night for a swim.
Yeah, who's swimming?
Oh, thank goodness you stopped him. I was afraid I wouldn't reach him in time.
Lucky I took the long way home from the Corps. I wouldn't have been on the bridge otherwise.
Hey, what's the big idea?
All right, now, steady, boy, steady. What are you doing on the bridge this time of night, miss?
Well, I guess I was taking the long way home, too. You're in the Salvation Army, aren't you?
Captain Jim Adams, at your service.
I'm Donna Matthewson.
Well, Miss Matheson, I think we could all use some good hot coffee. There's a diner right near here.
Say, I want to thank you for what you both did.
Oh, I didn't do anything. It was Captain Adams.
You were going to jump, too, weren't you?
What's your name, son?
It's Tony Bresano, second generation Neapolitan.
First generation American.
That's right. Hey, why are you doing all this for me?
What?
You must have an angle. Everybody's got an angle.
No, you're wrong, Tony. The Salvation Army has no angle unless you want to call everyday common sense, compassion, and a liking and understanding for people an angle. Are wanting to help an angle.
Maybe for you, Captain. But what about her? What's your name?
Donna Matheson.
Donna. That's a pretty name. Why should Donna want to go and jump in the river?
Tony, suppose we let her answer that herself.
Well, it isn't just one thing that leads to the bridge.
You can say that again. But it takes one thing to trigger the dive.
I lost my job today.
Is that all? I wish I had a dollar for every job I've lost.
Maybe it's because you...
Drink? Yeah, sure. Let's face it, I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, no, that's just a word.
You say that, and you don't know. For me, it's a way of life.
Perhaps we can find you a better way of life, Tony.
You're going to preach at me, Captain?
Hardly. Tell me something. You got a place to sleep?
There's a special bench in the park.
Yeah. You just come with me. A shower and a good bed will make a new man of you.
I'll buy that. Hey, look. I don't want to sound like a wise guy. It's decent of you both to try and help me.
We're going to do more than try, Tony.
And Donna, Miss Matheson.
Yes?
You helped me tonight. I want to do something for you.
Oh, no.
Look, there's a little Italian joint at the Brooklyn end of the bridge. You know it?
Yes.
What say we meet there tomorrow night at 7, huh? I'll treat you to the best spaghetti feed in town. Plenty of vino.
Tony.
Okay. So we'll skip the vino.
I'll be there, Tony. I'll be there. Luigi's food is wonderful, Tony.
It'd be even better with wine. I bet we're the only ones here drinking coffee.
Well, at least we're different.
What's wrong, Donna?
Oh, it's my scar. There, I said it.
Said what?
I talked about the scar. I never could before.
Why not? I never even noticed it.
You didn't. Everyone else did. It lost me my job. It led me to the bridge.
Are you using that as an excuse?
Oh, it's truth, Tony. I was fired because my new boss only liked pretty girls around him.
Well, there's an old saying, pretty is as pretty does.
How would you like to live with this?
You're not the only one who has a scar. Mine's an inside job.
The drinking?
Yeah. It started after I got out of the Army. I had so much to make up, you know. I worked all day, went to law school at night, studied the rest of the night. A few drinks seemed to make up for loss of sleep.
And then?
Yesterday, it almost got me the long sleep. I'm the guy who should never take that first drink. Captain Adams convinced me of that.
Well, didn't you see where you were heading?
Not at first. Later, I didn't care. Nobody cared.
I care. No, wait. Let me finish, Tony. Last night, on the bridge and later in the diner, I think I learned something about happiness.
Happiness? Under those circumstances?
It isn't a destination, Tony. It's a way of traveling. You said you had scars inside, but there's beauty, too. A radiance that shines through.
You believe that? In spite of what's happened to you?
Well, I almost stopped believing yesterday, but from now on I'll try harder.
Don't you ever change, Donna. Don't ever, ever change. Now, look, what's your phone number?
My phone number?
You got one, haven't you?
Oh, yes, it's Plaza 53075.
Plaza 53075, got it. And now for that movie, huh?
You mean you'll call me? You want to see me again?
Lady, you are my lucky star. You've just given me something to fight for. And Captain Adams is going to find me a job through the Salvation Army. He said he had an angle. From now on, you're going to see so much of me, you'll wish you had let me jump off that bridge.
Oh, Tony!
Candlelight, soft music, and a sensational meal. Mamma mia, a few more dinners like that, Donna, and I'll have to buy myself a new suit.
Anyone working with the great James Hyman can afford lots of new suits.
Oh, sure, sure. From now on, you may call me Mr. Brassano.
Your hunch was right, Tony. We do have a double reason to celebrate.
What?
I'm starting with Manor House, reading it first, and then assistant on the editorial staff.
Why, that's great, Carissima. Why didn't you tell me... What's the matter?
You called me Carissima.
Well, aren't you?
What? You kissed me.
I wanted to.
Oh.
Donna. I want you to marry me.
You want me? Oh.
Look, we'll get the license first thing tomorrow. Next, we'll see how soon Captain Adams can marry us. If a Salvationist ties the knot, our marriage can't be anything but the greatest.
Oh, this can't be happening to me. It can't be real.
Donna Mia, you are the realest thing that ever happened to me. I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to repay you and the Salvation Army for what you've done for me. Come here.
That was the first act of Two Faces of Love, starring Ann Whitfield as Donna. On numerous occasions, we've told you about the work of the Men's Social Service Centers of the Salvation Army, of the work these centers do, and of their constant need of discard clothing, furniture, and appliances. These centers are composed of men who have had a hard time of it in the world, and who, materially and spiritually impoverished, have come to the Salvation Army for help. The Army provides three important elements for their program: housing, counseling, and spiritual guidance. You provide the fourth, the discards which constitute the material providing these men with work, that of restoring these discards to usefulness and eventual resale. Please continue to call the Salvation Army for these discards. They're performing a very valuable service. Now, The Two Faces of Love, Act Two, starring Ann Whitfield as Donna.
Yeah, hold it, Tony. I just heard you taking the fatal leap today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, boy, you sure do need a drink.
No, thanks, Joe. I have to meet Donna at the Salvation Army Corps at noon.
Oh, come on, just one? Guy don't get married every day. Come on, celebrate while you can. He'll ease the pain.
Well, that'll have to be quick. Maybe just one.
Now, Donna, you mustn't be so upset. I mean, if Tony is delayed, he must have a very good reason.
There's always a phone, Captain Adams. This place does have a phone.
Well, of course, but perhaps he can't get to a phone.
It's no use, Captain Adams. Don't try to be kind to me. The truth is, Tony never intended marrying me because of...
Donna, you're making that scar more important than the truth. Now, don't judge Tony before you know what happened.
I'm going back to my apartment. Well, thanks for trying, Captain.
Donna.
Oh, here, give this corsage to someone who can appreciate it.
Donna, you'll hear from Tony. Now you just wait and see.
No, I'm through waiting, Captain Adams.
Donna.
And again, thanks for trying.
Donna, come back here. Tony. What have you done?
All right, Miss Matheson. Let me sit in a more comfortable chair now.
Doctor, is there any hope for me?
Well, a scar of such duration offers more resistance, but we should have no trouble. No trouble at all.
Can you make me pretty?
Beauty is an intangible quality, Miss Matheson. You know what they say. It's in the eye of the beholder.
No, please, Dr. Kane. All these years, I've hypnotized myself into believing that inner beauty is the important thing, but it isn't. This scar and my whole ugly face has deprived me of everything I've really wanted in life.
No, you're far from ugly.
I have a mirror.
You have good bony structure, fine eyes, nose in proportion to the rest of your face. I'll remove the scar, yes, but I cannot fill your most important need.
What's that?
Confidence in yourself.
You think that's all I need?
That's all any of us need.
How soon can I have the operation, Doctor?
Well, you understand you'll have to be hospitalized for a few days.
Yes. I've saved my money. I had no place to go, no one to see.
Mm-hmm. How about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? That suit you?
Yes.
Fine. My nurse will give you all the details.
Thank you, Doctor.
But, Captain Adams, didn't she give you any idea of where she was going?
No, she just said back to her apartment.
I called there. I went over and talked to her landlady. But Donna packed up and left without a trace.
Tony, you did a pretty thorough job of breaking her heart.
Oh, don't you think I've died 1,000 deaths over that? What a dope I was. I should have known better than to take that first drink. But Joe wanted to celebrate my marriage. My marriage.
Tony, I think the Salvation Army can help you.
You still willing to try, Captain?
Well, the Army never really gives up. We have a fine missing persons bureau. I'll take you there now. You give them a description of Donna, and between you and the Salvation Army, I think we'll find your girl, Tony.
Tear down the door.
Donna?
Who?
Donna Matheson.
She's not here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was her apartment. They must have given me the wrong number.
You said, Donna Matheson?
You know her?
I used to know her.
Then please let me come in. I'm very anxious to find her.
Well.
This is really something.
A girl has to live. Might as well live beautifully.
You certainly fill that bill, Miss...
You mentioned Donna Matheson.
She was the most beautiful girl I ever knew.
Donna? That plain face with that horrible scar? She was a mouse. An ugly mouse.
You must have been jealous.
What? Me? Jealous?
You have the window dressing. But Donna was something special. She had the kind of beauty that shone through.
Yes? I mean, you're kidding.
Oh. There was a goodness about her. A sweetness. Decency. Consideration. And love for the whole world. In Italy, my folks come from Italy, they called it carissima.
Is that what they called it?
You wouldn't understand that.
Oh, wouldn't I? Yes, Donna believed all you just said. But what good did it do her? There was some dope weeks ago that almost married her. Can you imagine that? But he woke up in time, probably took a good look at her face, and never showed up for the wedding. Wasn't that a gasser?
I was that dope. And I didn't walk out on Donna.
Oh, no? What would you call it?
A mistake. A big, fat mistake. A business friend invited me to take a drink. To celebrate my wedding. One lousy drink.
A drink?
Well, you wouldn't know, but Donna would understand. Our marriage meant so much to me. She was the one girl. She must have known that. But she didn't know about that first drink. Because it led to more drinks. And when I came to, she was gone.
She didn't know.
She should have. I told her I loved her. I asked her to be my wife. An Italian doesn't do that for kicks. I wanted to live with her the rest of my life. Have our children. Have one another in our old age.
Oh, Tony. I didn't know.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
I'm Donna. Don't you understand?
I understand.
You knew it was me all the time?
Captain Adams gave me the address. He's never wrong.
But my face, I'm different.
Maybe you think there are two faces to love. But to me, there's only one you. Carissima mia.
Oh, Tommy.
Now we call Captain Adams.
Yes.
And tell him we'll be married at the headquarters or the Corps. Any place, just so it's the Salvation Army, huh?
Yes. Yes.
And there's the final act of Two Faces of Love, starring Anne Whitfield as Donna. Also heard in the cast were Alan Reed Jr., Donald Buca, Herb Litton, and Celette Cole. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.